Okay, so here we are for another episode of the Adelaide Entrepreneur Podcast. And today we have with us Jared Hanning from South Carolina, which we just worked out. It's 33 degrees over there in South Carolina. And I think it's about 10 degrees here in Adelaide. So I feel warm already just sitting here thinking about 33 degrees. We met Jared on our journey of meeting people. He reached out to us after listening to one of our podcasts. So we jumped on a call to get to know him a bit more. And Jared has a very fascinating background. He was a professional musician originally, and then through a fascination with learning about how the brain works, he now, from what he's learned through that, has moved into teaching people what he's learned from his fascination about the brain, and is now in business for himself, helping other businesses. So we'll delve into that a little bit more, because it's a fascinating transition from one profession into something completely different. So welcome, Jared, and thank you for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Fantastic. Just thought we'd start off simply by just, if you want to share a bit about, you know, where you came from and how that transition occurred for you to, you know, to change that direction.
Yes, sir. So I'm a classically trained musician. I spent 20 years of my life in that world. I was principal viola with the South Carolina Philharmonic. And during that time, I would travel and talk at conferences about the musical secrets, learning how to access different parts of your brain on demand. And at the end of that, 20 years in music that's a normal career. I was just kind of feeling the itch to get out and do something new, something different. So I just kind of took what I was talking about, accessing different parts of your brain on demand, and took that into kind of the entrepreneur business space. So for the past 10 years, I have been working in the mindset space, where we take people through a series of mindset push-ups that teach their brain how to think at a higher level.
Cool. So during that process of, when you were learning or learning about about the brain, like at what point, so you're learning it from a musical profession. At what point did you see that, I could probably start taking this and using it in some way?
At what point? I would say probably early on. There were so many things that I was learning at that time in the music space. For example, the way your brain takes sound and turns it into emotion. We call this process audiation. This is something that your brain is doing while you are listening to music, but it also happens when you're in communication, speaking the language. Your brain is constantly hearing something in the present moment, comparing that with something it recently heard that creates a context, and then making a prediction of what it thinks is going to come next. And all three of those things happening at the same time is how your brain then generates an emotion or a meaning for what it's hearing.
Wow. And it was just purely your fascination of how that worked that drove you to go away and study it and learn about it and figure that out for yourself?
Oh, well, yeah, we all have things that we're interested in. I guess that just happened to be mine.
Well, that's amazing. And so how did you go from, was it a big leap of faith to stop being a musician and move into your own business, taking this knowledge, or was it something that gradually happened for you?
Maybe a gradual process, but also not a leap of faith. I have been self-employed my whole life, whatever I was doing, and being a musician, in my case, I was a freelance musician, so I was playing in the symphony, I would teach private lessons, I would play weddings. So I was very much self-employed during that time. So moving from self-employed musical income to self-employed business mindset coaching income was just, I don't know, it's just kind of a natural fit. It's just moving right to the next thing.
Yeah. Oh, and let's maybe delve into like what you actually do, because I find it quite fascinating. Do you maybe want to give a talk briefly about, you know, what you do as a, you know, how you take what you know about the brain, how you help people?
Talk about the brain and how that deals with business?
Yeah.
Okay, so right now in somebody's business, if they're stuck, they don't have enough time, don't have enough money, whatever's going on in that moment, three things are true. They are doing everything they know to do. So this means that working harder will not help, or it would have by now. You're already working hard. You're already trying new things. You're already trying to fix the problem. The second thing is that everything that you're trying makes sense. It seems like a good idea. This means that working smarter won't make a difference, or it would have by now. You're already trying to work smart. So you're already working hard. You're already doing things that make sense and seem like good ideas. But if you're still stuck, you don't have enough time, don't have enough money, don't have enough clients, whatever's going on, that means that the breakthrough will at first not make sense. It's going to seem like a bad idea. If it made sense to do, you would already be doing it. Now, the problem is you can't read the label from the inside of the bottle. You can't think of something that doesn't make sense. That's not how the brain works. However, you can feel something that doesn't make sense. When we were learning how to ride a bicycle as a kid, you're about 5 years old, they take off the training wheels, you don't have it yet, you're a little wobbly, you put a foot down. In that moment that you haven't experienced balance yet, you have a crazy relative that comes by with advice and they say, hey, what you need to do is go faster, because when you go faster, it's easier to balance. And you think, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. If I can't balance going slow, how is going fast going to help? That's just going to make it worse. It didn't make sense. Not only that, it seemed like a dangerous, reckless, bad idea. And then one day you went faster and your body felt something new. And in that moment that you felt the difference, your mind made a new connection. Then your mind said, oh my gosh, now I totally understand. Well, here's the deal. Before your body felt that shift, no amount of explanation made a difference in your mind. After your body felt that shift, no amount of explanation was needed. And that's where we're at when we're stuck in our business. We're already working hard, doing everything that makes sense. The breakthrough will at first seem like a bad idea, and you can't purposely think of something that doesn't make sense. So in the world that I do, in the Mindset Gym, is we kind of build little tiny bicycles for your mind to ride. And by going through those exercises, it rewires the way your brain solves problems, giving your body the experience that it didn't have earlier, after your body feels how it feels to think that way, then your mind starts rewiring itself to think at a higher level.
Do you have an example of how you've helped someone, just to explain how you've applied it to us, an example?
Many, many examples. We had a lady who was making about $300,000 a year. She's self-employed. She's working in the publisher space. She's doing very well in business, but she's got four little kids at home. She would come home and find herself very busy at home doing normal home stuff. You've got to cook and clean and homework and just, you know, four little kids. There's a lot to do. So what she found is after working in the publisher space, she would come home and she would just be working at home. She wasn't really present with her kids. She was busy around her kids. Now, she had tried to communicate with her spouse many times and it just wasn't working. Now, remember, trying harder doesn't make a difference, or it would have by now. She had already tried everything she knew to try. So she comes to the Mindset Gym and we take her through the mind scan. The mind scan prints up a graph of your thinking patterns. That allows us to see where the blind spot is that's been tripping you up and to see where the breakthrough is that's waiting for you. In her case, that experience showed her how her brain was trying to solve this problem at work and at home. Now, trying harder doesn't make a difference, or it would have by now. But it showed her how she was trying to solve the problem, gave her access to a different path in her brain, thinking from a different vantage point, thinking from a different level. With this realization, she goes back to her spouse and has the same conversation she's been trying to have all these years, but only she understood a new path in the brain. So she changed the order of her communication with them. That took her message through a different path in his brain, caused him to hear what he was not able to hear before. And in that conversation, for the first time, they created for her 10 hours a week for her to be free at home and present with the kids, not busy around the kids. With this new experience that conversations take a specific path through the brain, and once you take a different path, they hear you differently. She goes back to her company, has this conversation with her staff, and that creates for her 30 hours a week to be free to work on her business, growing it, and not in operations in her business, busy, drowning in it, simply because she saw a different path for the conversation to take in the brain. When you're in the weeds in your business, you can't see the road because you're in the weeds. But if we stand you on a ladder, you can see the whole picture. And now there's no longer a mystery what you should do next. So when people come to the Mindset Gym and we take them through the mind scan, it gives them that aha experience. Oh my gosh, now I see. A couple other examples. Had a lady, she was had like a cottage industry on the side. She's making cookies. And she was very frustrated with the situation because she would work 40 hours a week in her regular job. And then she would come home nights and weekends. She would work another 50 hours nights and weekends making cookies to serve all these people. In the first year, after going through the mind scan and seeing how her brain was trying to solve that problem, after going through the mindset push-ups to rewire the way her brain solves the problem, in the first year, she triples her income from cookies and cuts her labor time in half. So this is like a six-fold increase. Just because she saw what her mind was trying to do and why that was working against her. And she saw a more efficient path.
Cool. So you mentioned there's a couple of things that came for those. Just out of curiosity, you spoke about, you put them through the mindset scan. Do you want to explain what the mindset scan is and how that came about?
So the mind scan is based on the Nobel nominated work of Robert Hartman. It's an assessment you can take online. It is unlike any other assessment because it's not question based. The majority of assessments, DISC, Myers-Briggs, StrengthFinder, Enneagram, they are question based. And because you're responding to questions, your brain is gaming the system. Your brain is trying to answer based on what it thinks they are looking for, not based on how you really are. This creates false reports because the report isn't on how you really are. The report is a reflection of how your brain was trying to game the system. If you can imagine going to see a doctor and the doctor comes into your room with another patient's results, that would not be helpful. We need your results. Another limitation of the questionnaire-based assessments is they tend to give you a label. This is exciting because now you know that there's a name for what you're called and there are other people out there with the same name. It's not helpful though, because it doesn't tell you specifically how to get out of the weeds in your specific situation. It just gives you confirmation that other people are also in the weeds. We don't care. When you take the mind scan, it doesn't label you. It only provides a scientific measurement of how your brain solves problems. This allows you to get out of the weeds, to see the whole picture, and to see where your breakthrough is waiting. It is based on the Nobel-nominated work of Robert Hartman, but he was doing that back in the 50s. they had to use like pencils and rulers and stuff to map out thinking patterns. Now we can digitize it online.
Oh, cool. How did you come across that? Was that just part of your journey of, you know, wanting to learn about the brain is how you stumbled across that?
Being connected with the mind scan was fortuitous. I was at a speaking event and just happened to connect with somebody there who asked me if I'd heard of it. I hadn't. He's like, here, try it out. Let me know what you think. So somebody else introduced it to me. Yeah. And it was the perfect fit for the work I was already doing, teaching people how to access different parts of their brain on demand. This gave me the ability to map out how they were currently using their brain.
And how strategic or important has that mindset scan been to what you do? Like, it's just fascinating how, you know, you found out about it by just going to an event and speaking to someone. And I guess it could have been an event that you could have turned up to or not turned up to, but turning up to it and speaking to someone gave you that bit of information that seems to be very pivotal for you.
Yes, mind scan is everything that I do. Nobody comes to the mind scan or the mindset gym without taking the mind scan. It is crucial that you know and get clear on why you keep hitting the same obstacles in life. Anytime you hit an obstacle, don't have enough time, don't have enough support, don't have the right kind of support, don't have enough income, whatever the obstacle is, it's just like driving your car. And if you accidentally back into something in your car, you don't keep backing into it. You get out of the vehicle and go around and see what's going on because that physically relocates your vantage point. So when we keep hitting that same obstacle in life, we have to get the thoughts out of our head, mapped out on paper, so that physically we can see the blind spot that was tripping us up. Because of that, there's not much sense heading off in a new direction, lest you keep stumbling over the same obstacles. But in 10 minutes, we can see exactly where your breakthrough is and the fastest path to get you there. So in my world, yes, everybody starts at the mind scan.
And then you've been speaking a lot about the mindset gym. So, you know, everyone knows about the gym. So how would you describe the mindset gym and compared to a normal gym that everyone's familiar with?
So when you go to a regular gym, if you have a trainer, the trainer is very different from a counselor or a life coach. A counselor and a life coach, they will say vague things like, oh, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think you should do? The thing is, what you think you should do is exactly what has you in that situation to start with. When you go to see a trainer at a fitness gym, they don't ask you what you think you should eat or what exercise you think you should do. All you have to do is show up to the gym and they go, do two of these, do three of those, come back and see me tomorrow. And you get results just like that. No thinking needed. Just show up to the gym. You go through an experience. Your body physically experiences something. And that rewires the way your brain starts to metabolize food, rewires the way your brain starts to grow new muscle. The mindset gym is the same way. It is a waste of time trying to talk you into thinking a certain way when I can just put you on an exercise. Mindset pushups are little puzzles. They are little difficulties, cones, if you will, that on the surface don't make sense. You have to wrestle with it a little bit. But in the process of wrestling with it, it rewires your brain and allows you to see things you couldn't see before.
So what's an example of a mindset, or what's an example of an exercise that you would have someone perform in the mindset gym?
Okay. I have people that tend to measure their business growth by clients. So somebody comes in and they are seeing, say, 10 clients a month. Now there is a very important distinction that I need to make about mindset pushups, which is you only get value from a mindset pushup by doing the mindset pushup. Hearing about mindset pushups, they don't change your, hearing somebody do pushups doesn't change your body. Watching somebody do pushups, hearing somebody describe pushups, it does nothing for your body. It's only when you personally do the work that you get something. So I will describe a mindset pushup, but this is about as useful as describing to somebody how to ride a bicycle. You can take good notes and pass written tests and watch videos and think you know how to ride a bicycle. You don't. You have to get on the bike. That is the only thing that matters. In a mindset gym, an example of a mindset pushup would be asking somebody where in their body they feel that energy. So when they say that they're, you know, they fear of success or imposter syndrome or fear of speaking in public or whatever it is, whatever the fear is, you've got really good reasons why you feel that way. And you have very clear memories that you want to avoid. One of the first things we do, though, is we ask, where do you feel that in your body? When you feel a fear of picking up the phone to make cold calls, where does that show up in your body? When you are afraid of speaking on stage, when you are afraid of enrolling a new customer, when you are afraid of, where does that show up in your body? Don't tell me about the reasons. Don't tell me why it's true. Where do you feel it in your body? And as soon as they touch where they feel it in their body, their brain starts thinking differently. And then I ask, what color is that energy in your body? They've never thought of this before. And they say, oh my gosh, it's kind of an orange energy in my chest. Yes, it is. Already their brain is thinking differently. They've never considered this. Now move that orange energy in your chest down to your stomach. What do you notice? Oh, wow. It kind of turns green. That's right. It does. We're accessing different ways to access different parts of their brain. By doing this, it gives their brain a new experience. It rewires itself, gets them out of those limited thinking patterns. Another example, if somebody is seeing 10 clients a month in their business, I have them write up a plan on how they would enroll 100 clients a month. And they go to some big elaborate, well, I could do this, and then I could do that, and then I could do this, and then I can do that. And they've written something that they might be able to achieve a year from now. But then it's not realistic. I'm like, no, you can't do that because you don't have the money. You can't afford to run ads. You can't afford to do billboards or whatever you want to do. So that's not a realistic plan. Try again. So they go to work again and they come up with a new plan that is realistic, that takes into account their current budget, their current time demands, their current health demands. It takes all that into account. Great. We've got a great plan now. You can go from 10 clients a month to 100 clients a month. And based on your plan and your predictions, it's going to take you a year. Now I want you to write me a plan to go from 10 to 100 clients a month in the next 30 days. And they say that's impossible. It can't be done. No, it just can't be done with your current strategies. That's all. Your current strategies might get you there in a year, but they're not going to get you there in a month. Your current way of thinking might get you there in a year, but your way of thinking is not going to get you there in a month. You're right. We have reached the limits of your current way of thinking. In order to get there in the next 30 days, you're going to have to rewire your brain to think at a higher level. So how could it be done? Now, I can't tell you solutions people come up with that makes it possible, because that's like me describing, this is how you ride a bicycle. You don't get value from hearing about it. You have to do it yourself. And it's hard for them. It's very hard. They rack their brain and they can't do this, and they hit this dead end and that dead end. But with a mindset coach, we work them through it. And in about 10 minutes, they are shocked to discover it is way easier to add 100 clients to their business in a month than it is over the course of a year. It is way easier with way less effort, way less work. It's just the way they were thinking about it was the hard way.
Yeah, well, like
a couple examples of mindset pushups and how they work.
That's awesome. I noticed on your LinkedIn page, something that stood out for me was that you mentioned you can't solve a problem by thinking harder. I like that so much. Do you want to just expand on that for us?
Trying harder doesn't make a difference, or it would have by now. Thinking harder doesn't make a difference. And the reason working smarter doesn't make a difference is because you're already coming up with ideas that make sense. Yeah. You can't come up with ideas that make more sense, or you would by now.
No.
So trying to think about it is just another way of saying more of what you're already doing.
Yeah.
If that worked, we wouldn't be in this situation. You can't do more of the same.
Is there anything that you would like to share to finish this off, Jared? Anything
Yes. Yes. Whatever's going on, don't have the time, don't have the money, don't have the resources, whatever the obstacle is, if you feel that life is calling you to step up to something bigger and you're tired of hitting the same roadblocks along the way, you are only one thought away from your next breakthrough. Now, that is maybe frustrating, because you're already doing everything that you currently know to do to access that thought and you haven't found it. But it's also encouraging because you know that you really are one thought away, one person that you haven't thought to call, one strategy that it hasn't crossed your mind to try, only one thought away. In my world, the easy way is, let's just take the mind scan and bam, now there's your thought. In 10 minutes, you know exactly what to do.
So do you want to maybe share how best people could get in contact with yourself?
Mindsetperformance.co at the end. You don't have to take my word for it. You can try the mind scan for yourself. See if you think it makes a difference in the work that you do.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jared. Really appreciated your time and sharing your experience and what you've learned. It's been very insightful.
Thanks for having me.
Cool. Thank you.